Friends, this is Larry Herbeck's Box Lives, Major Nelson. I'm checking in for show number 217. I'm recording this on Sunday, March 16th, 2006, from Seattle, Washington. Had a couple of kind of strange shows. My show numbering is a little strange because, you know, every show I do, I number it. I'm at show number 217 now. And I, you know, last couple weeks, I was at the Game Developers Conference. I'll talk about that in just a moment. But I put up some audio from those, posted some audio from those, from that show. And I consider those shows as well, because I do have to do some production around them. So that's why you're probably looking into your iTunes or someplace else and go, wait a minute, the numbers are a little off. Well, not really. If you look at them sequentially, then yeah, they all add up. So, all right, here we go. So GDC, let me just back up a little bit. Wait, boy, I just jumped right in there. Let me back up a little bit and tell you what I got going on the show today. If you just downloaded this and haven't had a chance to look at the actual post, you know, I do have a blog at majornelson.com for those of you iTunes folks that don't really know it, but I do have a blog at majornelson.com. Major Nelson is my gamer tag, and that's how we refer to each other on Xbox Live, as most of you should know. If you don't, you know now. And we are we're the only unified gaming service for consoles, and where you can just have one name and it works across every single game. That's the way it works. But big show today. I'll talk about GDC, some of the PlayStation Home announcements that kind of dribbled out through GDC. Some really interesting stuff. I'll talk about the Blogger's Breakfast, the RPG panel. The MVPs were out this week. The MVP Microsoft Valued Professionals. We had them out this past week, and they are an important part of the Microsoft ecosystem when it comes to getting feedback from folks like yourself. Let's see what else I got going on. And then I got a couple interviews. The two interviews are going to be very interesting. The first interview I have is with Michael and Aaron, who work in our PR and marketing department. They are going to talk about Games for Windows Live, which had some big announcements this past week. And also Sony. I just mentioned that about the Sony Home announcement, so we'll talk about that. And then the second interview is... Well, I wish I had done it in person. I'll just leave it at that. But it is with Ashley Massaro, and Ashley is a wrestler, like WWE style wrestler, and she's also on the cover of Playboy this month. So this is the first time I've ever interviewed someone on the cover of Playboy. I've known a few people that have appeared in it, but no one that's ever been on the cover. So I will I'll spend a little bit of time with her just later on in the show, and she's going to talk about her video games. So you don't think attractive ladies play video games? Well, I'm about to prove you wrong. So we'll go into that in just a minute. But let's back up and go into some of the stuff that happened at GDC, the Game Developers Conference. The GDC is a big event down in San Francisco, or this year it was in San Francisco. It usually goes between San Francisco and San Jose. And it was it's a great event where all the developers get together. And they learn different folks. For instance, the gentleman across the hall from me one of the guys that works on our matchmaking schema. So whenever we're tweaking the matchmaking and how that works, he is, I've had him on the show before, but he works on the matchmaking schema. So he gave a couple of talks about matchmaking. I want to actually talk about that for a second, because some of his slides, that he had done, some of his PowerPoint slides had leaked out actually onto the internet. I think somebody took a screenshot or what have you. And they put him out saying that we were going to be having, What is Xbox Live was going to have clan support because these pictures showed it. And that's not the case at all. We're not going to have clan support over the next 6 or 7 months. I don't know what the plans are for the future, but I can tell you when the spring update comes, that is definitely not in it. What he was showing at the Game Developers Conference is a, kind of what developers can do if they want to, we've got these API, application programming interfaces. We have these APIs available that people can hook into. And he was showing, hey, this is what you can do if you'd like to do it. So, you know, much like Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 has support for clans. We provide that option. We're just showing how that reveals in the guide. So if you see anything going around on that, and I don't remember where I saw that thread. I think a couple of people had sent it to me. So just feel free to point back to the show and let people know that I have disputed that. And no, we're not going to have clan support in the spring. We may have it you know, in the future, but I can tell you right now, the spring update, which is coming along nicely, thank you very much, is not, you know, is not going to have that. So, anyway, so the Game Developers Conference down in San Francisco is a fun time. I went in on, let's see, when did I go in? I must have gone in on Tuesday. Tuesday night we had the big event, which was a roundtable discussion. Well, it was really a roundtable. It was more of a panel. It was a panel discussion hosted by Jeff Keighley, and Jeff is, of course, a respected journalist in the gaming industry, with some of the big names in RPGs. And we talked about, you know, like Sakaguchi and Peter Molyneux from Fable. I can never remember the third gentleman's name. I am just totally blanking here. So I'm gonna go look at that while I'm talking to you here. But it was a great event. I put the audio up, and unfortunately the audio was a little bit iffy because of where I had to place the microphone. So I have to apologize for that. It was pretty nasty. And it was Ray from BioWare, who's working on Mass Effect. So I put that up there, and it was probably about 40 minutes long. And, because when I traveled down there, I didn't have all my equipment. I just had my field equipment. Because I thought they'd have microphones, but it was good. Go ahead and listen to that if you're interested in RPGs on consoles. Of course, it's already up on iTunes. And then the other piece of audio that I posted was from the roundtable discussion. And the roundtable discussion was, we had invited some bloggers and some influential bloggers, and I know everyone's a blogger nowadays, but really some of the top tier bloggers that are getting, you know, millions of eyeballs looking at their stuff. We had Slashdot there, Joystick, Kotaku, Engadget, Gameset Watch, Silicon Era, Gamer Andy was there, Evil Avatar, Xbox 360 Fanboy, Destructoid, Wired, G-Pinions. So a lot of varied folks there were meeting with Chris Satchel and Shane Kim. Now, Chris, of course, I've had him on the show frequently. Shane, I had him just a few weeks ago. And they were talking about XNA and MGS, or MGS is called, you know, Microsoft Game Studios. And MGS, which Shane Kim is in charge of, so just really discussing a lot of different things around that. It's really interesting audio. Once again, similar situation. Not everybody had a microphone, but I tried to place my equipment in the center of the table so you'll be able to pick it up, and, you know, there were clinking glasses and whatnot, because that's what breakfast is, right? So go ahead and give that a listen to if you want. You can just go pull up. Your iTunes has probably already pulled that down, but that was actually a really good session. They were asking some really hard questions around, you know, arcade, and I think Gamer Andy, Andy, didn't you really come after him? Oh, you were coming after him about user-created content. That's what it was. That was like right out of the gate. You were come out with the glove swinging. So go ahead and listen to that audio. But so those are the two main events that I went. Of course, the event was, what, 4 or 5 days long, Game to GDC as a whole. And it was really well attended, and, you know, you can go up to Xbox.com and take a look at some more of the coverage. Trixie went down. I think I passed her in the airport. She was on her way in to cover GDC, and I was on my way out because I just had a couple of events to do. The other thing we did was in one of the lobbies we had set up four teams to produce four games in 4 days using the XNA tools. And that was just really interesting. I mean, it was kind of weird because these guys are sitting in the middle of this lobby, you know, coding away. And one of the teams that was really interesting was actually using input from NeoGAF, the NeoGAF forums. So it was really a community focused, and I really really enjoyed that. The games, you can actually download the games. I'll put a link up to download the games if you want to see what that's all about. But you can download the games and play them on your PC. I don't think you can play them on your Xbox yet, because they were, you know, you will be able to soon. But they were just a couple of levels of games. I remember one of the guys was building like a brand new in-game engine. He had 4 days to build the game, and he was like starting way, way, way back and building like base level. Here's an engine. I wouldn't even know where to start. These guys are just way too smart for me. So anyway, GDC was great. Of course, some of the announcements that came out of GDC, and I probably should segue right into it right now. Let me hold. I got a couple more things to talk about. One of the other things I want to talk about is the MVPs that were out this week. The MVPs is, of course, the Microsoft Valued Professional Program. The Xbox team and Games for Windows and DirectX, we've got a series of them. Kind of they're all clumped together. But we've got what do we have, like 40 or 50 MVPs for Xbox that I work on that program along with Tony from the Gamerscore blog. And we, you know, we had them out, and they got a speech by Bill Gates, and they come down, and they get to see all the cool stuff. So all the cool stuff that we're working on for the next 6 or 8 months, we kind of pulled back the curtain and let them see it. So don't even bother asking them, because they're under NDA, which is, of course, we all know is a non-disclosure agreement. For those of you new to the class, NDAs are pretty important in the tech industry. Actually, pretty important everywhere. So we had the MVPs in, and they were, you know, they were really wowed with some of the stuff they saw, and they got to hang out and meet the game. They hung out with E and so on and so forth. So it was great to see all the MVPs across all of Microsoft. We have something on the order of 3,000 or 5,000. It's just a lot of them, a lot of MVPs. So. All right, what else do we have going on? Hey, this is interesting. I was talking about Lionhead Studios earlier, but I got sent this tip for a... if you're interested in Fable, Fable 2, there's a podcast out there that has the an interview with... let me just take a look here. I think his name is Mike, isn't it? Let me just pull my notes up here. And because I know that there was some cool Fable announcements by Peter Molyneux from GDC. But here it is. Yeah, Mike West from Lionhead Studios. And he's the lead script developer for Fable 2. So if you're interested in this podcast, I'll put a link off to that. Don't know how long it is, but I just thought it was pretty appropriate because I know that you guys are looking for some more Fable stuff. So go ahead and check that show out if you get a moment. I haven't listened to it yet. I apologize, but I will. I get sent a lot of requests to listen to podcasts and check your blogs out. And I absolutely would love to spend my entire day doing that. But unfortunately, I just don't have the time. And some of the stuff you guys are doing is phenomenal. Which reminds me, you know, I Lithion, who works on my blog frequently, he's working on some new tech stuff for the blog, some cool stuff that I don't want to tell you about because I don't want to, you know, if we can't deliver it, I don't want to bum you out. But he's got some really cool stuff he's working on. But I need to get somebody who's really good graphically. I'm going to put a call out to graphic designers, somebody who just moving around here, somebody who wants to maybe come up with an updated theme for me, or I need some new graphics for my iTunes and my Zune, my MP3 and WMA shows, you know, the show you're listening to right now where you look down. I need a new graphical treatment. Major Nelson needs a new look for spring 2007. So who out there is who's interested in giving me a hand with that? Send me an email, major@xbox.com, if you're interested in filling out your graphical portfolio. So there we go. All right, so I was talking about the PlayStation, the Sony folks announced this home concept. And, you know, we were bouncing around. Of course, there's a lot of chatter inside, and we've talked about, you know, you've heard me say this before, is we actually delivered something very similar to this. We didn't deliver. We had a spec for it, and we kind of had this little flash demo probably, what did we have this demo? Probably like 3 years ago. So we were working on it, and we opted to go more towards, you know, more towards what you see today in the Xbox 360. But I wanted to get Aaron Greenberg, big VIP, who is who's always out there yakking, and he's always talking. He's like the other spokesperson for Xbox other than me. But I wanted to get him in the studio just to talk about, you know, what he's seeing from those things. Of course, I've held back on my comments until this conversation because I knew I wanted to have someone to talk about them with. And then I also had Michael Wolf join us, and Wolf is as gamertag as Phoenix, and Wolf works on Games for Windows Live, which is a big announcement that we had this past week. Games for Windows Live is basically where you're going to be able to play, you know, your Games for Windows games over Xbox Live across the, you know, across this grand world of ours. So you'll be able to play, you know, Halo 2 against other Halo 2 Vista players. You'll be able to play Shadowrun cross-platform. Halo 2 is not cross-platform, let's be clear. But Shadowrun is going to be cross-platform, Uno, and so on and so forth. So a couple of interesting things there. What's interesting is, you know, the guys over at Penny Arcade had an interesting article up last week. I'll link off to that about it and a little bit of confusion there. So, you know, hopefully I tried to get some answers out of Michael Wolf on this. But let me go ahead and roll that interview with Michael Wolf and Phoenix and Big VIP on Games for Windows Live and Sony Home. I have Big VIP and who has been on the show before many times. I mean, you're almost a co-host at this point.
I have nothing but love for you, Larry.
Yeah, all right. So Aaron, Big VIP, and then Michael Wolf. Who,
hello.
Wolfie, you and I have worked for many years together, and I keep telling you I'm going to have you on the show, and I've never actually done it until now.
It has been a long, long time in coming.
But I'm getting you in here because, well, Aaron, I want to talk to you about the PlayStation and the home announcements that were happening at GDC last week and what we're thinking about that.
Okay.
So you're going to be down with that. But first, couple days ago, actually it was last week, last Wednesday, we announced the Games for Windows Live stuff, and that's your department, right, Wolf?
That is correct.
So there's going to be a little bit of a delay here, people listening, because I only have one microphone, so they're passing it back and forth. So
how you don't have enough money for more than one microphone? I think that should be the first topic.
Well, I have two, one for me and one for. I don't like doing two people, you know, interviewing a couple of people.
Breaking the rules.
We're breaking the rules.
I know you also don't do phone interviews.
Yeah, but I did one with the Playboy Playmate for this week's show.
I see. So we were playmates. We could call it.
You get a centerfold in Playboy, and we'll do a phone interview.
Okay.
Ironically, I'm totally screwed up on that because I should only be doing that interview in person. Clearly, I'm wrong. So
why don't we do that? I'll sort of give the background on the live, what this means for live members. I know you got a lot of Xbox Live members listening. And,
right. So Games for Windows Live, is that the new name?
That is, Live is, think about Live
right.
as a gaming service.
Right.
And that service now works across two different platforms.
Yep.
So if I'm a member of the Live community, right?
Yep.
It doesn't matter if I'm on the PC or the console, I still have one gamer tag, one friends list,
right.
one set of achievements, one gamer score. So all that stuff that we've sort of known to kind of, you know, come and know and love on Xbox 360, we're bringing all of that functionality for gaming to Games for Windows.
Right.
And so there's two brands there. I mean, there's Xbox Live, Games for Windows Live, but it's one service, one community, you know, and so that's kind of the magic of it is that's never happened before.
Right.
And there's also, you know, I think, you know, from the PC side, I think there's been a little bit of frustration around, you know, what is an online experience on the PC. And so for us to bring that unified experience to PC gamers, I think is exciting. And another little stat for you, 70% of our Xbox 360 owners are dual gamers. So they're playing both on
the PC.
Says
who?
Says the Xbox 360. And we called them up one by one.
Did we?
We asked them. We said, hey, do you play games on the Xbox 360 only?
Really?
Or do you play on the PC? And they said, you know what? 70% of them said they play on the PC
right.
and the console. So for them, this is like nirvana because now, you know, in addition to Xbox.com and messaging, I can get private chat invites. I can
right.
have voice in my games.
All that cool stuff.
All that cool stuff. I can go into Shadowrun and unlock an achievement in Shadowrun. People can see my presence on the PC. I can see presence on the console. So then I can jump over to the console and unlock a different achievement on the console. So in the same game, we can.
I mean, the reality is you're playing Shadowrun.
Yep.
I'm playing, you know, God knows what on the Xbox 360, probably still looking for orbs and Crackdown.
Yeah. Nice.
And you're on your PC. I can send you your gamertag's big VIP. I can send you an invite or chat. Or Wolf, yours is Phoenix, right?
It is Phoenix.
We're giving your gamertag out
right,
now. First time
right.
Phoenix.
At this moment he just got 30 new friends requests.
Right, because they're all
this
like
exact moment.
They all want to play with Phoenix. I know I do.
By the way, send your request to Phoenix. Big VIP is full, but Phoenix is currently hiring and looking for friends.
Right.
I will say, though, that I do have a basic rule on accepting friends because apparently I'm not the only Phoenix out there in the world.
Oh?
There's a lot of people who like to go by Phoenix.
Right.
So I get a lot of friend requests from people that think I'm like Joe or their buddy Tom. And so I will only accept friend requests from people who send a voice message or a text message requesting that I be one of their friends.
Saying you heard it here.
Heard it here.
On the Major Nelson Showgram.
That's all I'm asking. Just let me know that you want to be my friend and not Joe Bob
Joe.
Montana.
That's awesome. That you got your stuff straight.
I am the only BIG VIP.
Yeah, I know.
As you know.
Yeah, as we know that. Oh, man. So the games for Windows and Live, and that's all kumbaya and everything's happy.
Yeah. Yep.
How's it going to work? I mean, it's in terms of there's the cross-play in Shadowrun.
Yep.
Halo 2 is going to be... Is there cross-play in Halo 2?
So first thing we got to get clear. We're launching on May 8th with Halo 2.
Okay.
Halo 2 is being built and optimized for the PC.
Right.
So that means you're going to get things like map editors, and you're going to have achievements for the first time in Halo 2.
Right.
That game doesn't support cross-platform gameplay.
Right.
But you'll have all the community features, so I can send messages back and forth. We could do private chats while I'm playing.
And
you'll see me playing
right.
Halo 2, and
right.
you'll even see my achievements in Halo 2 show up.
Right.
So all that stuff's there. Cross-platform gameplay depends on the game. Shadowrun, that's coming in June, will have the cross-platform.
Right, and let's be clear. It's not that we're pulling anything funny here. It's just that Halo 2, the original on Xbox, was on the original Xbox, which had no concept of being able to do the voice in-game or the achievements or all those other cool stuff.
Sure. I mean, we feel pretty good about taking the best-selling title ever on Xbox, Halo
right.
2, and bringing that as the launch title for this service on Windows Vista. So, I mean, that's going out pretty strong, we think.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's, and then we got Shadowrun. So tell us about Shadowrun. Cross-platform. What does that mean, cross-platform? People are confused now. There's some people are going, what is that?
Cross-platform means that we can be playing in the same exact game environment across the PC and the console.
Yep.
And so this has never been done before in one service, cross-platform, and we are breaking ground here. And I think, you know, the other, I'll point out one other thing, and then I think we, you know, I'm going to pass this single microphone that we're sharing over
to
Michael Wolf, is that as a gold member on Xbox Live or a silver member on Xbox Live, that membership, you know, I'm a gold member. I don't have to pay anything additional. I now get all the gold member benefits, all the full functionality, multiplayer, voice in every game, multiplayer achievements, all that stuff I know, I now get that on the PC, no matter if I'm on the PC or the console. So you don't have to pay twice.
So you're only paying once.
Right. There's also some things we've done in silver to optimize that experience for PC gamers.
Like what?
Let me pass.
Oh, let's Wolfie, yep. I think those were in some of the press releases last week.
Yes, absolutely. No, well, the number one main thing that we're doing is that PC gamers are going to be able to play multiplayer with a silver account, right? So,
For free.
And what we're doing really is providing the exact same experience that consumers usually expect to get for free.
See, that's PR speak for saying what GameSpy provides.
We don't want PC gamers to have to make any sacrifices.
Right.
So as you walk in the door, we give you that base multiplayer experience for free, but then we also give you your community access, your friends list, your messaging, all that stuff they've never had before, unified. Then we give you access to all those people on the console on top of that. And then if you want to go gold, you can do all the multiplayer cross-platform enhanced stuff that we think most people, just like on Xbox, 6 million members, most of those guys are gold.
Right.
We think most people are going to want to go gold, but we have a great experience in silver, and we've done stuff just for PC gamers that we think that will go a long way with them.
So let's go back to Wolf. That's why I brought one mic, so you didn't hog it the whole time.
Yeah, and I appreciate you just sort of grabbing it right out of my hand.
No, you're messing this up. Let me say it.
So anyway, go ahead.
Touch.
Sitting on my hand.
So silver has a good experience.
Oh, absolutely has some good experience.
And you go right now. Literally, right now, you can go to Xbox.com, sign up for a silver account on the web, get yourself a gamer tag like people are doing every single day, and you can just hang out and wait until May 8th
with Halo 2.
Yep. With Halo 2.
And then you load up Halo 2, you type in your live ID that is associated with the gamer tag, and boom.
You're off to the races.
You hit the guide button on the controller, and you load up your little guide, and you got all your friends and your achievements, and you're in there.
So what else was announced? This Games for Windows Live stuff. I mean, it's
we announced Uno.
So there's three games that we announced, right? There's Halo 2 coming out May 8th.
Right.
There's Shadowrun coming out in June.
Right.
And then there's Uno coming out later this year.
And Uno, by the way, is Spanish for one.
Thank you.
Just wanted to point that
Thank
out.
You.
That was
Thank
deep.
You.
That was very deep.
That was today's Spanish lesson. Yes. Yeah. Boy, he really loves talking to that microphone, doesn't he? you are sitting on your hands, yet you're still talking. Uno and Shadowrun are going to be both cross-platform.
Yes, those are both cross-platform. So really, I mean, and the thing to think about that, too, is like everybody keeps on saying, oh, well, mouse and keyboard is going to own controller players, and, it's going to be this huge wasteland, and it's just, no.
Wait a minute. So if I can play Uno on my PC, does that mean I can use my Logitech camera?
Answer that. Do you know the answer to that question?
I'll go ahead and let you answer that one.
Okay. I don't want to jump in.
Right.
Even though my hands are still, I'm still sitting on them. So first off, you got to think about this. Okay. Be it my mom, girlfriend, whatever. Anybody could be taking 15 minutes out of their workday on the PC and connect with me in my living room on Uno. They don't be a core gamer. So we want to really think about the arcade and the casual games experience as part of this vision of connecting the live gaming community.
Mm-hmm.
How that will work specifically around the camera is that the Xbox Live Vision camera is obviously integrated into Uno.
Yep.
Anyone on the PC will be able to see those people.
Okay.
They will not have the webcam functionality will not be built into the PC version.
Okay.
But they will be able to see you if you have a camera on the Xbox version. So
there'll
be some things where you'll say, okay, this is something that's a little bit better on the console. This is something a little bit better on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
Video chat and camera integration is specific to the console.
Mm-hmm.
The base multiplayer free is specific to the PC. So there'll be, 90% of the stuff is the same same no matter if you're silver or gold across both, but there'll be little things like that.
Okay. So right now, millions, over 10 million people are, and I'm pointing at my big screen here, are familiar with this dashboard. So is there a dashboard in Shadowrun? Is there a dashboard in Uno? How do people access this
stuff? Here's how you want to think about this is when you load up the game,
yep.
Whether it's on Windows or on the Xbox 360, and you hit the guide button, you're going to have fundamentally the exact same experience.
But I don't have a guide button on my keyboard.
Yes, you do. It's called the home button.
Wait a minute. So there's an interesting piece of news.
I just learned something.
So when
you're playing on the PC and right. you hit home, you're going to pull up the guide.
So the home button, which key. I'm looking at on my PC, which
the home
is
key.
Depending on where it is, it's usually.
Now, I will caveat that by saying that is the key that we've used in like the betas of Shadowrun and
right.
Halo 2.
And it may change.
I'm assuming that that's going to stay the same.
But it's going to be one key.
The right to turn it into a function key or whatever they want to do. Right. Right now, you hit the home key in a game. You get the little guide that pops up on your PC. So that guide looks fundamentally has the same type of feel as the guide on your Xbox 360.
Right.
And you can do the same types of things. You can pull up your friends list.
Right.
You can pull up your message center. You
right.
can see presence. Pretty much all those different aspects you will get on the PC. So that is the experience that we're delivering with these games, is when you're loading up and you're in the game,
yep.
you get guide functionality.
Once you press the home key or some defined key
exactly.
sooner or later. Do we ever see where there's going to be a dashboard application?
Well,
in the PC, on the Vista, where you can just load it up and people spend a lot of time in the dashboard.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, of course we're going to be looking to add more stuff to this, right? This is not a fire and forget thing where we're just going to make this enabled in a couple games and then not worry about
it. We're
constantly
walk away from
going
it.
To be working and improving,
right.
just like we did with the original Xbox, where we're always coming out with updates. So, yeah, eventually you are going to see a scenario where you've got a dashboard outside a game that gets you connected and gives you tons of extra functionality.
But right now it's baked in the game.
Right now it's baked into the game, and then later on we'll be bringing that additional functionality.
Do we think that for the games for Windows, and I had Rich Wickham couple weeks ago,
right.
and a lot of people email me this. Do we think that games for Windows, the brand, does that mean that every games for Windows game is going to have some live pieces to it?
So I think what you really need I was talking to Aaron about this before, and this is really it makes a lot more sense when it's visual, right? When you really get to see how this thing works,
right.
A, within the game, and also just on store shelves. When you go into a store and you're looking in the games for Windows section, and you see all these Games for Windows titles, and you've got the Games for Windows logo on the box.
Right, kind of like the Xbox 360 logo.
For live-enabled games, then you're going to see that orange live logo
right.
on there. And that will tell you, okay, this is Games for Windows title that is connected to the live service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then games that don't have that will not have that. Just like on Xbox One, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the old Xbox, when you went into the store, you had your Xbox logo, and then you had the little, you know, live-enabled little banner so that you could tell at a glance which games were live-enabled, which ones weren't. And
right.
that's what people are going to experience off the bat as we start rolling this out and integrating this into future games. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
We must tell you what's going on here. So Aaron is sitting on his hands, but he took his hands off and he grabbed my controller, and now he's watching the high-def version of South Park. Which is available for free.
And what I love is that South Park in high-def...
Looks fantastic,
but you know when you hear it, you just think that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, it is.
Really but it looks great.
It's brighter and shinier and bigger.
Yeah, it's bigger. Anyway, so we're watching that in the background. One of the questions I've seen a lot in the community is, when is this live anywhere concept going to come together in terms of the ability to do the thing on the cell phone and all the rest of that stuff? That's what people really want. They want their mobile phone action. Like Tycho from Penny Arcade, he's calling me like, when is that going to happen, man? I need that.
So I'll let you in on a little bit of a secret, Larry.
Yes.
If you have a Windows smartphone today.
Or a pocket PC phone.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know what they're calling it.
Yeah, I don't know what they're calling it.
Yeah.
Du jour.
Yep.
Windows Mobile.
You can actually access your My Xbox account from your phone.
Right.
And it's very cool the way that you guys have done some really cool stuff with Xbox.com, and it's easy enough to navigate through where even using the browser, I'm able to get in. I was on the plane the other day, and I knew people. So people were sending me messages to my live account.
You're on the plane sitting on the runway.
Yes, not flying. Not flying. As you know, as I've clearly demonstrated during this interview, I have a hard time sitting still. My hands like to stay busy. So, yes, I was texting, checking my messages on live, IMing.
By the way, so when you're on an airplane, folks, and there's that weird fidgety guy behind you, in front of you, yeah, that's big VIP.
That's me. So there's that piece. And then the other thing I think is you think about the vision of Live Anywhere. So Bill Gates came to E3, you know, last May, outlined this vision.
I interviewed him.
I heard your
that?
Show
Remember
on
that?
The roof.
That was crazy, wasn't
and he
it?
He played Zuma.
Yeah, he played Zuma.
That was cool.
Wild.
He plays, and actually we get emails from time to time asking questions about why this game does this or that, and so he's a real
Is
deal.
He as confused about the co-op and multiplayer thing as everyone else is?
I don't think so, no.
There's this thing where there's this concept of...
Let's call him. Hold
I
on.
I want to stop for a second.
Phone. Let's call him right now.
There's this concept where people have co-op, but the only co-op is available over Live and no longer split screen.
Are you talking about Crackdown?
No. I'm talking about a lot of different games are doing it now. I get heat from all my friends with this because there's a couple out east that I know, and
let me tell you how I feel about that.
They're a gay couple, and they have one Xbox 360 together.
Okay.
And they're always upset because they can't. It says co-op, and they go buy a game, and they come home, and they can't play it split screen.
Yep.
They get angry.
I get angry too.
Do you?
Yeah, because I think gaming is a social experience by and large. So I want to be able to have that social experience in my living room.
Right.
I don't want to be able to have that social experience over Live. And
right.
So sometimes it's with you, come over to my house.
Right.
Sometimes
I've never
it's
been over your house. I've never been over your house.
You're invited.
Yeah.
Listen, Saturday we are doing a pub crawl, Capitol Hill.
Right.
We're going to four different houses. We're starting at mine, and we're going to do a St. Paddy's Day thing. You're invited. I'm inviting you now on the air.
So we'll see, because we're recording this before it's airing it, so we'll see.
Oh, I see. So you will have to say if you actually come
yeah, exactly.
over. Exactly. If I've lived up to my thing. So that was the vision a year
right,
ago.
Right, I'm sorry, we're totally
now,
off track.
In just under a year, we're delivering. This service is going live, we're bringing it, launch of Halo 2 on May 8th. So that's... This is sort of, you know, version one, as Wolf was saying. This is version one of the product. It's living, breathing. It's going to get better. By the way, Wolf did not turn off his cell phone before this interview.
It's all right.
It's very typical. Maybe that's why you've never been on the show before, Wolf.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're not respecting
hey,
my
that
time.
Was actually for my wife, and I have nothing more to say.
Ignore. That's yeah, why you hit the ignore button.
Okay.
I'm going to have to ignore.
Just tell her that she's not the boss of you.
We're doing the show.
Okay. So back to focus. Mobile is a big part of it.
Yep.
It's coming. It's something we're thinking about. We really think about, hey, this idea of one's friends list, one community, all this, no matter what platform I'm on, is the magic that we're sort of uniquely positioned to deliver on. And we're doing that. Starting with PC, it's going to continue to get better. Live on Xbox is going to continue to get better. So, you know, it'll be coming to other devices. You know, I'd say stay tuned on that. But if you had to pick a place to start, the PC is the largest gaming platform in the world. There's 200 million people playing games on the PC. So that's why we started there.
199 million of them are playing WoW.
Yes.
Something like this. Yeah. A lot of people are playing WoW.
Yeah, a lot of people are playing
we
WoW.
We need to have WoW on WoW. Xbox Live, don't you think?
I think that would be a pretty...
We're not announcing anything. We're just having a discussion.
I think
here.
That would be kind of an interesting idea.
That is an interesting idea,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the things is, you know, we talked about the fact of having a dashboard app and how you're going to access Live. Do we ever see a time when on the PC you'll be able to download, like, arcade titles?
Well, once again... Yeah. We are kicking this off with these games, right?
Right.
And as we've said before, I mean, this is a space for innovation. This is a space where we're going to continually be growing the service. So,
right.
No, we don't have anything to announce right now.
Right.
But, you know, we're thinking about it. We're working on it. We're doing stuff.
How do we do that?
That was a long way of saying, I'm not telling you anything.
Right. That's he just, did you see that?
Well, see, that's another reason why I haven't been on my
right. So, that's all right, Wolf. You're learning. We'll have you on.
A rule like no PR speak in here.
Yeah, that's right. It is. In fact, I've actually a true story. I've kicked PR people out of my office.
Yeah, they've tried to show up.
I've said, get out.
They've locked the
that's
door.
That's true story.
It's awesome. Yeah.
But I will say that Larry has graciously allowed this PR person
right.
to actually sit in the room while he was right. doing a podcast with somebody else.
So I'm just going to turn it back. Once we're all done, I'm going to have my listeners are going to come up and they're going to vote. Do they want Phoenix back?
Oh, God. No, I don't think my self-esteem could take that, Larry.
You know, listen, I would also like to hear their votes, and if they don't want me, I won't ever come back.
Okay, big VIP, listen
yeah.
to that.
Yeah.
But so Games for Windows is a big deal, so we're going to expect that on May 8th. What are some of the other cool stuff going on in the Games for Windows space? You know, some of the DirectX 10 stuff
yeah.
and all the other wild stuff.
Well, I mean, if you see some of the... Aaron is now falling asleep. Clearly not a Windows gamer.
That's okay.
I'm a Windows gamer.
There's some good stuff going on. I mean, you can see the videos, you can see the footage of
the Crysis and all the rest
stuff.
Of that
yeah,
stuff.
Crysis. I mean, the game. And the thing that I'm really excited about there is just how it's going to actually change gameplay, right? Because you always hear about, you know, graphics are so good, photorealism, blah blah blah, and it's like, yeah, it's eye candy, but how is that actually going to change the way I play the game?
Right.
And I don't know if or when we're going to get to that point where, you know, the quality of the graphics actually changes and affects the gameplay. And
at the end of the day, it has to be a fun game.
But yeah, and that's exactly it, right? I mean, that's the thing about Crysis where, you know, when you're getting shot and there's, like, leaves flying around, I mean, it's just, that's just cool stuff. But,
right.
You know, is it fundamentally going to change the way the game is played?
Well, this gets to my the next thing I want to talk about. And we talked about Xbox Live and... What is it? Windows for Gaming Live? I can't even remember the name.
Games for Windows Live.
God,
don't forget the dash. Games for Windows
Live. We've got to work on that name.
Live has now grown up, and it's all capital letters.
It is? We're all caps?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't get that memo.
Well, we're
live.
Now all caps. I'm telling
we're
you.
We're now
it's
live!
Official. We are now. We were live. We are now.
Live! Live!
Kind of like this.
Sega!
Yeah, so we're very much that way. The other nice thing I think about Games for Windows, that I am a PC gamer, and you'll appreciate this, is that for me, yeah, consoles, plug and play, I know what I'm getting. PC kind of evolves as technology evolves, so yeah. If I want to get a new graphics card, you know, it's like, I can always stay on kind of the cutting edge of the technology as a PC gamer,
right.
That isn't sort of the same with consoles, sort of a fixed technology set.
Right.
So there's some nice, you know, it's more expensive to keep up, but you have the you have the flexibility to keep up if you want to.
But I want to get back to what Wolf was talking about. And kind of what we've been talking about is games. This Games for Windows Live concept of bringing everything together, it adds more to the game. I think that's where we're going, right?
Right.
It adds more to the game experience.
Well, it's all about the games, right? I mean, you don't do anything without having, it's all about making the game.
So what I want to do, I want to use this as a segue,
okay,
to talk about GDC. Okay, I want to use this to talk about, you know, some of the announcements that we made at GDC, and then also some of our competitors made. So I don't know where we want to start with that one. So you guys are kind of looking at each other. Who's going to grab the mic? I guess Aaron will start. So let's talk about some of our announcements at the Game Developers Conference a week and a half ago.
I think people have seen them, but
yeah.
I mean, we focused on the games.
Dude, there's people out there that download my show that don't even know I have a blog. It's a true story. They just see it in iTunes and they download it.
Do they know what you look like?
I hope not.
Because I'm gonna want the community to write in. Who wants another video podcast?
Oh,
and who
boy.
Wants us to bring back Jin?
Oh, God.
So Jin was a big hit.
For those of you that don't know, right before we launched the Xbox Live Vision camera, you and I did a video podcast, which was with the Xbox Live. You were in your office on the other side of campus. I was in mine. And we showed how it worked. It was kind of cool. A lot of people really liked that.
Yeah.
But we happened to bring with one of your coworkers, who's a very attractive young lady.
That's what they tell me.
Which is always good for vision camera demos.
Yeah.
And so that's what
Not that you and I aren't eye candy in ourselves.
No, not at all. But really, they really want
to. So we need to do that.
So we need to
do that. Let me know. Every time, I'm going to keep pushing for that.
So anyway, I don't know how the hell we ended up in this conversation.
Yeah. So back to your question about GDC, so people don't know about what's going on. I think one thing we did, we showed everybody all the great games that are sort of coming out.
Right.
Most of those titles are coming out over the next few months. I think people were blown away by Mass Effect.
Right.
We had the doctors from BioWare come and show what really is the true evolution of what we think of as role-playing games. And it's sort of like, you know, killer action-adventure, Halo 2, Gears of War type. Action style game meets RPG KOTOR in one world, a beautiful, amazing story. They're doing stuff that's never been done before in games. I'll tell you, that game for me went from wow, I really want to play that game to I cannot wait to get my hands
really?
On it.
I haven't seen everybody's seen the demo. I have not seen the demo.
Yeah, it's AAA.
I'm gonna have to go take a look.
It's definitely AAA. And we also did an RPG panel. We had
I had the audio up for that. I posted the audio for that.
That's true. I was there, so I
Sakaguchi kicked my recorder. Song. Remember that?
Did he really?
Yeah, he kicked it off the stage.
Nice. I told him that beforehand if he could do that.
He actually gave it a samurai kind of.
I told him it in Japanese.
Going on.
Kick majors. Yeah. And it's good. Didn't get lost in translation. And then we had Peter Molyneux, obviously, mm-hmm. and from Lionhead and working on Fable 2. And then we had the doctors from BioWare.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of the doctors. We had Ray.
Right.
So that was awesome to sort of have these great, because people lose the whole point about the great storytellers, right? I mean, we've got like the Spielbergs of our industry
mm-hmm.
with these amazing visions around storytelling. And we mm-hmm. always talk about great games and great tools and technology, but there's an art to storytelling.
There very much so is.
To sit down and hear Peter Molyneux talk about his vision for Fable 2 and what he's doing around integrating, you know, emotion and love and the whole thing around the dog and all that is very, very cool. I mean, and so that was, I think, really neat. The other thing I'll tell you, if you are an RPG gamer, an RPG fan,
mm-hmm.
we are the platform for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have the best RPG creators in the world, be it from Japan with things like Lost Odyssey and Blue Dragon, mm-hmm. from Peter Molyneux and things like Fable 2, Mass Effect, coming from the Doctors. I mean, this is you know, this is
where it's happening.
Yeah, this is a little scary. There's a picture of me on your computer, but I won't. I'll try to focus.
Somebody sent that to me when they knew I was interviewing
bastards. You. So I think that was big news. The XNA stuff was huge. I mean, think about this is the game developer conference. So we did one. We launched the Dream Build Play contest where XNA Game Studio Express now. We've kicked off a contest in 4 months. Submit your games. You can win an opportunity to get published on Arcade. We're giving an Arcade publishing contract away, $10,000 to the grand prize winner. We also had four teams in 4 days create four games.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, the XNA
challenge. That was scary because I remember the first day I went there, I'm looking at these guys, and these guys were like writing in-game engines. They hadn't even started on the game yet.
Oh, yeah.
They were working on like some in-game stuff. I'm like, wow, I don't even know where to start. These guys are really smart.
Oh, yeah, insane. And the games are fun. I mean, they had two of the teams were just one guy. The other two teams are two guys. But they started on Monday. They finished on Thursday. The games are all up for free. You can download them, play them on your PC, belong to the Creators Club. You can run them on your console. There's one title that's sort of somewhat similar to Geometry Wars. It uses the two sticks. Really fun game made by this guy. I think his name is Josh Butterfield from the UK. Mm-hmm. There was two guys that also worked on sort of a very kind of RPG-like title, Benny, who's from Germany, and then there was two other titles. One, Andre, who is from Brazil, created a game that actually has voice commands integrated into the title.
It does?
You can say things like earthquake and everything. You could say reinforcements, and more guys come, and you suck up aliens. On XNA Game Studio Express, in 4 days, this guy built a game that sucks up aliens and
by voice command.
To voice commands.
That's crazy.
It's insane. So, really shows the potential for that platform, and it's exciting. I mean, it's for people to be able to just download them for free, and kind of like the YouTube of games, right? I mean, just check them out, and they're free, and they're fun.
One of the big announcements, or a lot of stuff that came out, a lot of people got the buzz on Sony Home. What do we make of that?
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah. What do we make about their, you know, the Sony Home announcement? Everyone's really getting excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you think you put if you put a PR hat on, I think, you know, from a public relations standpoint, I think it was a very positive announcement for Sony. I think people have really been waiting for them to have a vision for online, and so I think people are excited that Sony, you know, stepped up and said, we've got a vision for online, we really are committed to this space, we think online matters. And, you know, I think as a gamer, I think it's great that I know all three platforms, all three manufacturers are now sort of throwing their ring in and investing in online. And so that means, what does that mean? Well, it means everyone's going to be looking over their shoulder. That puts the pressure on us. We got to keep pedal to the metal. We want to, you know, we have the lead on live. We're the leading service, the largest community, but we got to keep innovating. We can't rest on our laurels and our leadership. We're, I'll tell you, the team here is fired up. You know, we're going to keep pushing the envelope. And so from the spring update to the fall update to what we're doing around bringing live to Windows, you know, we are very focused on building the community and adding more features and functionality. I think in general it's good. I think it's good news. I mean, you know, this is not about, it's not one of those things, I don't believe that it's one of those things that sells more systems. You know, I think games is at the heart of what's, you know, you bought your console for games, right? You're going to, whether or not you buy a PS3 is going to be based on the games for that platform.
Right.
And so we feel like when it comes to games, I wouldn't trade places with where we're at.
Yeah, the one thing that confused me about that was I didn't know if this thing was a game. I get that it's kind of like Second Life. I mean, yeah, I saw the videos, guys. I know.
Right.
But it's just like, how does it add to my gaming experience? And this brings me back to what I was saying earlier. And that's kind of where I got where I was kind of scratching my head a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we have obviously dug in and read the FAQs and things like that. And it seems pretty clear that it is it's not like live. It's a very different experience. It is a virtual world, but it is a, you know, it is a standalone sort of application that launches off of their XMB, and it's their dashboard equivalent. And so that means that it does not integrate with your games. It's a disconnected experience from your game. So it's a different approach. It's more visual. It's more 3D in nature. You know, customizing your apartments and those types of things.
I don't know if that's going to be interesting, because the way I looked at it was that has the potential to becoming like MySpace.
Right.
And let me tell you why. And I don't mean MySpace in terms of the cultural phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I mean MySpace in terms of when I go there, my head spins around because there's so many animated GIFs and everything at me. You know, it's just totally craziness on my screen.
Right. No, they're clearly trying to bring MySpace to the living room.
Right.
But the question is that if it's not to, for our philosophy is games have is at the center of everything we do.
Right.
So if games are not integrated into that experience, then you might as well be at MySpace or be on your PC, right? So if I can't go, I mean, that's think about how live works, right? It's like the guide is always integrated. I can always view my messages, see who's online, cross game invites across all games. Leaderboards, achievements,
100 people on your friends list,
voice, yeah, I mean all that kind of stuff. The new stuff we're bringing in spring.
Well, we can't talk about it yet.
Adds more
we can't
functionality
talk about it yet.
Integration.
I know you want to hear about it. You and I can't talk about it
if
yet.
If I said something like beep,
yeah,
we're gonna bring a beep beep.
Yeah, there's
but
some good stuff we were talking about.
That stuff, just more integration, more innovation. So I'd stay tuned on that. But you know, so that's a very different, unique approach. I think about what sells consoles is games, but also what drove Live to 6 million members. Was games.
Right?
I mean, remember when we went from 1 million to 2 million?
I was here when we went to 1 million.
Yeah.
Wasn't that crazy?
We
talked about that.
We went to 2 million because of Halo 2.
Right.
This last year, you know, the killer titles that drove it from things like Madden and Gears of War, those are the things that drove us to over 5. Now we're at 6 million, you know, thanks to the Lost Odysseys and all that. So, you know, those are the titles that are driving it. And so for us, gaming is always going to be at the center of that. And providing that connected experience, always on, built into the platform, achievements in every game. You know, those things are really important. And so when I look at the home experience, while visually I agree it's very compelling, things like I have to be home for you to visit my apartment. So if I'm not in my apartment, you come over, you want to see if I have a trophy or whatever I have. That sharing experience could be compelling, but if I'm not there, you can't.
You know what that says to me, and you and I talked about this yesterday.
That
says to me, I bet you it's going to be peer-to-peer.
It does feel that way.
You know, because if you're not online, then I can't go to your place.
And by the way, if you're playing Resistance, you're not online.
Right. Right,
because you got to be in home. You got to be sitting on your couch waiting for me.
I'm not waiting for you, dude. I'm not waiting for you.
I would wait for you, Larry, and that hurts.
You're going to ring my doorbell. I'm not answering.
I'm going to ring your bell, all right?
I'm going to look through that little peephole. Oh, geez, no way.
Not so, you know,
VIP.
I think...
Should I leave the two of you alone?
No,
I'm starting to feel a little uncomfortable.
Wolfie, we're going to get back to you in a second.
We'll be back. Wolf has been sitting on his hands way too long.
Yeah, he's
so, I think it's cool. I mean, I think it's interesting. It's a different approach. I wouldn't trade places. You know,
right.
It's sort of like, I think of it, people around here get a little crazy about it sometimes, and I say, listen, it's like a football game, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other team is very good at what they do. We've got great competitors.
Absolutely.
They're going to run great plays. They're going to score touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, when I look up at the scoreboard, I feel pretty good because we've got the largest installed base over 10 million. We've got over 320 games out this year.
Wow.
We've got the biggest blockbusters. We got 6 million live members. So we're, you know, the scoreboard looks good to me, man. I feel pretty good about where we're going.
And
so.
We haven't even talked about the video marketplace yet.
Get me started.
Are we I was looking this, reading this someplace. Are we the number one? How do I describe this? We're basically number one in the living room when it comes to high-def content, right?
Yeah, so there's a category that they call sort of digital distribution over the internet.
Uh-huh.
And that includes things like Amazon and iTunes and our service, and you know Google has a service.
Right.
There's like probably 50 guys that are doing this. We are, in that entire category, we are number two. But
who's
we
number
are,
one?
iTunes.
Yeah.
But we are number one where we think it counts. We're number one in the living room, and we're number one in high definition.
Yeah.
And so I think you think about the people that are interested in digital distribution, people that have HD TVs, they're going to want to optimize for that.
Right.
And so why did somebody like Comedy Central say, hey, we want to give you an exclusive South Park episode, the first time ever in high def, for all your members for free, and only offer that to us? Because we're the ones that are simply directly connected to the internet in the living room, plugged into your high-def TV. I mean, it's the perfect... Yeah, and we got the 16 to 34-year-old males that love South Park.
South Park's like the top-selling show on the service. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, South Park does great on iTunes. I mean, South Park is the number one show on Comedy Central.
Right, South Park does great anywhere.
Yeah, so we're happy to have it.
All right.
How about you stop asking me questions and talk to Wolf?
Let's get back to Wolf.
First off, Wolf, tell us why you haven't been on the show. We'd like to know why you have not been on the show.
And you were actually telling a story just a minute ago before we got started that you and I learned about podcasting together.
As a matter of fact, we did, yes. Back many, many years ago.
Right.
I remember when you first joined, we were talking about
when podcasting was just a glimpse.
When
it was still black and white.
About podcasting, right? I mean, we were talking about, you were thinking about starting up a blog.
Right. That's right.
And you were talking about, you're looking at different options and thinking about about maybe getting MajorNelson.com.
Right. And remember that?
I do remember that.
You and, remember me when?
Yeah, I remember, you know, trying to start up a blog and then not having any time to update it, so not actually doing anything with it.
But, my blog has turned into like a marketplace thing all of a sudden, because I'm posting all about marketplace.
It's your blog has become tremendous.
It's a cultural
huge.
Phenomenon.
Yeah, it is a cultural
phenomenon. I know when our competitors, we talked about Sony, when they refer to my blog and me, my gamer tag, that I'm on someone's radar someplace.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Can you make Fortune or Forbes, like, you know, top list?
Yeah, my blog is award-winning.
Well, isn't it like the number, what, like inside the top 10
iTunes?
On iTunes?
Yeah, I'm in iTunes in the top gaming with a bunch of other great shows.
Oh,
as
yeah, there's some
really I just want to show up, and to be fair, it's not because of me. And I mean this. It's because of you guys. It's because you guys, I get to run around inside here and talk to people like
maybe
you.
Maybe not us specifically, maybe not specific. People you do normally have on your show that are pretty entertaining.
Right.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly not me, because I've never been on the show before.
Now,
so even though I was there with you from the very beginning, and I was even saying, you know, Larry, I think you should do a podcast.
I think this
podcasting thing's pretty cool. Why aren't you going to start up a podcast of your own?
Royalties for this idea?
No, listen to this. Here we go.
I wish
here
I was getting
Yeah, I wish I was getting royalties.
I remember you saying, oh, I don't want to do it because I'm a radio guy and I have too high a quality level.
And I do, but let me just be clear. I do have a high quality, and that's a lot of people email me and say thank you because I spend time making sure it sounds good.
Absolutely.
Some of them don't, and that's why you don't do the phone interviews often.
Right, right. I want to focus.
I know you spend hours and hours of your Sunday working on this.
It's true. I really do. Well, again, it's because you guys, but I want to talk, we're going to finish up in just a minute, but I want to get back to Games for Windows. Wolf, what games are you excited about on Games for Windows? You get to see a lot of cool stuff because you're looking out many, many months.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a big showcase event back in January where I finally got to see some of the games that we've been talking about for so long, and there's some pretty stunning ones out there. I mean, Supreme Commander just came out, and I'm not really an RTS guy,
right?
But, I mean, from what I can tell from people who are, it's just been blocked. But I'm sorry, you were asking about me personally.
Yeah, you.
Crysis and Shadowrun.
Crysis, Shadowrun.
Yeah, those are the two.
So will you play? So you and I can play against each other on Shadowrun. You on PC, me on 360.
That is correct. And I actually, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, well, you know, how is this going to work? First person shooter, cross platform controller, PC. It works. I mean, I love the feel of it on PC. You know, I love playing mouse keyboard and
controller, because you can use a controller on the PC too if you want it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mouse and keyboard.
I will play mouse and keyboard. I'm an old school PC gamer. Like,
do you think you can beat Major Nelson?
Oh, I know I can beat Major Nelson. There's
right
no
now,
question
guys,
about that.
Let's do it. Let's settle it right now. Okay.
Shadowrun.
An all you can eat lunch buffet salad bar. You know, winner gets a free lunch in the cafeteria.
Wait, if we're doing an all you can eat,
yeah.
Lunch,
what is that?
Okay, under $10. Come on.
Get back on those hands. Get back on those hands.
Weigh the salads. I mean, you know.
All right.
You load up one plate. One plate's worth of food.
When Shadowrun ships, I talked to Rich Wickham about this. I said, I'm going to round up some people from the Xbox community, and we'll take on some of your hooligans from the PC community.
And we can round up some folks from those. I mean, the thing about the game that I like, though, is that, you know, when I play, and this is going to sound like PR, and I apologize for that up front, but this is true. Right?
Warning.
This is coming from a PC gamer who's been playing PC games for, you know, since I can remember.
You used to write about them, too. You're a journalist.
I used to be a journalist at PC Gamer Magazine and did the RPG column and all that goodness. Right. But when I play the game, I cannot tell at all whether the people I'm playing against are on Windows or on Xbox, are using the controller or using the mouse keyboard. You can't tell. It doesn't matter. You're playing a game. It doesn't matter how you're playing it or what platform you're playing it from. And that to me is what's cool about this.
Yeah, and that also gets back to, like, when I think about virtual worlds, the games are a virtual world. That is a we don't need to create a virtual world. It's already there in the games. We just need to bring the community together around those things, right? And I think that's a great point about Shadowrun. Once you're in the game and you're, like, in a multiplayer map and you got, you know, whatever, 4-on-4, whatever you're doing, it's like you forget about the platform, right? You forget about where you are. It's just playing with your friends.
That's a good point. I'm down with that. I'm just thinking about that. Yeah, okay. So anyway, so we'll take on each other.
Yeah.
I always love coming over to your office, too, because you, like, have all the cool hardware. You get all the hottest new PCs.
I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You get all the hot stuff.
I got the kick-ass gaming laptop and the DX10 rig with the new Intel processor and the new AMD processor.
Yeah, but I got you beat in the phone department because I got all the new phones first.
You do get all the new phones first.
So.
But I also find the key phone that I want, and I stick with it.
All right.
There's some good phones.
I mean, basically, everything that Wolf has in his office has a fan on the back end.
Yeah, you go into his office.
There's a lot of things blowing in his office.
You go into his wind tunnel. You go into his office, and it sounds like this.
Yeah. It's sad but true. At least I don't need a space heater in my office because all the equipment keeps things warmed up for me.
And I sit next to him, and I just hear the wall shaking because he's got so many rigs and DX10 things and, you know, customs, Alienware's this and that, and it's like, it's just... It's
off the hook, as the kids say.
It's off the hisse for shizze.
What's really sad is I now have to share an office, so I just feel bad for my office mate who has to put up with.
So we're going to wrap it up because I actually have to get going. But I want to ask you, just you're playing WoW, right?
I am playing WoW.
What are you playing in WoW? What level is your character? Did you get the expansion pack?
Well, see, you know, there's this thing that we just did, which was this Games for Windows Live press release, and that actually sucked up a huge, stupid amount of my time.
Okay, so here's the deal.
So I'm just saying that to say that I'm like level 10, right? And I've been playing it for weeks, and I just, I haven't had...
So people are looking at the press release, and I posted a link to it on the blog. People look at that press release and going... Like, they're in college right now. They're going, Wolf, I wrote a 15-page paper on Russian democracy. What are you talking about? It's a one-page press release. How hard could it be?
Just think about it. You're like saying, I made a grilled cheese, okay?
Right.
Here's the thing. Wolf tried to make a grilled cheese.
Right.
What happened is 30 cooks came into his kitchen telling him, more butter. No, use white bread, not wheat. Wait a minute. I want American cheese. No, wait a minute. No, that's not the cheese I want. It's not grilled. Let me try it. No, this is not hot enough.
Throw it away. Start again.
Yeah. So Wolf is pulling his hair out, trying to just make a simple grilled cheese. And for some reason,
there's a lot of cooks in his kitchen.
Sometimes you're able to cook grilled cheese. It's simple. Other times, in this case, there was a lot of cooks.
You know what's really funny about that analogy is there was a night when I got home from work and I was actually making grilled cheese for my kids. When my phone starts ringing at 7:30,
people are in your kitchen
with people coming into my kitchen and pulling me away from my grilled cheese that I'm making for my kids so that I can go start responding to you.
So this is a little bit a look inside the corporate machine, as it were.
The machine that is
one of the ugly layers.
The machine that has ground me up and spit me out. But to answer your question, yes, I'm playing WoW.
Uh-huh.
I'm playing a Jedi Hunter that is currently, I think, level 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm loving it. I've been wanting to get into it for years, but knew it was going to suck away a bunch of my time, and so I loaded it up.
You've been playing it for years, as far as every time I go, well, let me put it this way.
No. I've wanted to play
when it. When I go over to your computer, I see the icon on the desktop, so I'm just playing WoW. But so you installed it and never played
I installed it after I got the Burning Crusade.
Right.
With Burning Crusade, I was like, you know, here's an opportunity for me to get into this thing for the first time and check it out and start playing it. And I love it. It's really fun.
Phoenix.
Yes,
right? Phoenix. So send messages to Phoenix. Big VIP.
Many messages to Phoenix.
I appreciate you guys coming on. So,
and feel free to say how much you would much rather hear me talk than the BIG VIP.
Well, that goes without saying. But I'll have you on again when we're talking more Games for Windows stuff, because you are the Games for Windows guys. And hopefully the audience, people who are listening, enjoy Games for Windows.
They better.
I think
that. If not, you'll never be back.
And if not, you'll never be back. So, you know, my listeners, you have the chance to, A, bring him back or not. Same thing with Big VIP.
Yes, I will live with a gong. If you gong me, I will be gone.
I have never put two of my guests on the platform and said, you know what, guys, do you want it back or not? So,
yeah, but what's going to happen is one of us is going to get more votes than the other.
Right.
And then it's just...
Of course, I can overrule any of that.
There you go.
Because it's my show. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we're going to go now because we're going to...
people what they want.
We're gonna finish watching the rest of South Park in HD.
Nice.
So, all right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All
right, so if you want them back, send them a note. I just put a link to each of their gamer tags on my blog, Big VIP and Phoenix. Go ahead and send them a note. Say, hey, we want you back, or no freaking way, you suck, or, you know, whatever you want. Go ahead and send them feedback. It's always good to have them here, and that's what we do with the Xbox team. We like to have a communication, a dialogue with our, with the fans and the customers and so forth. And that's one of the unique things about this team, more so than any other team I've ever worked with across Microsoft and even beyond that, is, you know, because we've got this gamer tag, and you've got one gamer tag, and you know, when you see Major Nelson, it's me. You know, we can have that type of dialogue. I get messages all day long over Xbox Live or my major@xbox.com account. And actually, I want to stop for a moment before I go to the next interview just to talk about that for a second. Because I get a lot of requests. Hey, Major, can you confirm that? ... Or, hey, Major, I heard a rumor that... ... Hey, don't even bother sending me those messages because, I can't comment on them. When it's true, I will post about it. It's as simple as that. So... Don't even bother doing that. Also, my major@xbox.com account, I try to answer, as you know, I try to answer every single message I can there. But a lot of the messages I don't get. And why? Because a lot of people don't have
have these kind of strange names for email accounts that they come from. For instance, like XXX lowercase k RILL XX852XX. Most likely, my spam filter is going to throw that in the spam folder, and I'll never see it. So if it's from, like, you know, I don't know, David R. at some, you know, domain.com, most likely I'm going to get it. But if you're using, like, all these uppercase and lowercase X's and it's not your real name, most likely I'm not going to get it, just because that's just them's the rules of the spam. So sorry about that. But so if you want to send me a note, or if you want to ensure that I get the note, then yeah, make sure you kind of use an account that has a real name. All right, let me go on to the next interview. The next interview is, well, you know, I'm going to post the photo up on Flickr because it's, I was able to get the cover that she's on. And, well, it's Ashley Massaro, who is the WWE wrestler, and she plays video games. And I got her on to talk about some of the upcoming games she's going to play. And you'll hear her, well, here she is. Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So for people that don't know who you are, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You've got some WWE background. You've got some Playboy action. You're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to branch out, you know, where I can. I'm a WWE SmackDown diva currently. I used to be on the Raw roster. Been in the company for about 2 years, and this month I will be gracing the cover of Playboy.
Wait a minute. So you're actually the very first person I've ever had on my show that has ever been in Playboy. I know. I've had people that maybe read it, but I know this is the first person that's ever been on the other side of the magazine. So,
awesome.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on, towards the end of the year. But I want to talk about some of your gaming, because the reason I got you on is because you're a gamer. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've always played video games, me and my little brother. You know, like, I grew up with it, and I got my Xbox 360, and I dig it. I love it.
So, I want to talk, what are you playing right now? I mean, I know that you're involved in the WWE, the THQ Superstar Challenge, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm so excited. That's going to be around WrestleMania.
Right.
I've been involved in it before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably when I first got into the company, and I hadn't played SmackDown versus Raw as much as some of the other superstars that had been there, and I didn't fare too well
right.
in that very first competition. But I got my game face on, I got my game going this time, so I plan on whooping some ass, if you will.
So I believe this is the fifth annual THQ Superstar Challenge, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. So what is the Superstar Challenge for people that aren't familiar with it?
Basically, it's an event where we have about 16 or so superstars that come down, and they challenge each other to basically, a video game challenge where they play SmackDown versus Raw against each other,
mm-hmm.
either playing whom they choose or playing themselves on the video game,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it all comes down to two people, and then there's a winner, of course.
Simple as that.
Yep, it's simple as that.
Now, you're playing WWE SmackDown versus Raw, which is huge, and you said you have your Xbox 360. Now, I have to ask this, because I ask this of all my fans. What's your gamer tag? You know, do you go online, and what's your gamer tag?
Well, sometimes I change it, you know. I've had everything from, like, Bunny 111 to, you know, I change it all the time.
All right. Maybe after we record this, you can tell me what your current one is so I can add you to my friends list, you know. Because I think because we need to, maybe I need to learn how to play with you, you know, SmackDown versus Raw.
That would be
Raw.
Fun. I think it would be cool.
So, I got to back up a little bit, because you said just a minute ago that you grew up on video games playing with your brother. So what kind of video games did you grow up playing? Just give me an idea.
I'm talking old school, like Atari. And
no, that's fine. Old school stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So I had Mike Tyson's Punch Out or Knockout. Right. Mike Tyson's Knockout. What is it called? And then the old school wrestling game.
Right. So you've been a fighter for quite some time.
Yeah, for sure. I used to love Street Fighter 2 and Mortal Kombat and all those video games.
So you really like the button mashers where you just bang 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 and hanging on the buttons and trying to make it happen.
For sure. You know, I'm a big fan of Guitar Hero too, though. Oh. I did an appearance at a CW Network Party, which is the network that SmackDown is on.
Yep.
And they had the Guitar Hero 2 preview there.
Oh, for the Xbox 360 coming out soon.
You could not. Yeah, exactly. You couldn't pry me away from the Guitar Hero 2. I mean, I had interviews to do. I had these people I was supposed to be meeting and photo ops and people I'm supposed to be taking pictures with. And I was just at this little center at the party playing Guitar Hero 2 the entire time. And my PR people are saying, come on, let's go. We've got work to do. And I'm like, one more time.
So you're going to love it when it comes out then. So you've got your pre-order in. You're going to be playing that. And you're going to unlock all those cool. What's your gamer score? Do you know what your gamer score is?
No, I don't have my computer on or anything.
That's
like
okay.
That,
that's no, it's okay. You know, you're focused on what you're working on, which is wrestling. What's it like to be a wrestler? I want to get into that part of your life.
Well, it's awesome. You know, I mean, being a WWE diva, it's two-sided. You got to be tough, and you got to go out there and whip some butt, and at the same time, you got to be sexy. You got to be you know, do that whole thing with the beauty and all that, and taking pictures, and
right.
So it's definitely a double-sided job, and it works perfectly for me. I really enjoy both sides of it.
You sound like you have a really busy life, you know, with all that you're doing with the Superstar Challenge, with the your quote unquote day job of being a wrestler. How do you stay in shape? I mean, how do you do it?
Well, basically, I mean, we're on the road about 300 days a year.
Right.
So we're running around like crazy people. Mm-hmm. And I just do what I can. I'll go to the gym, you know, when I'm going through random cities, you know, wherever I may be, whether it's Kansas or California or Texas or, you know, whatever state I happen to be in.
So I just want to stop for a moment and tell you, boys that are listening, go to your local gym because you just may end up, you know, sitting right next to a beautiful supermodel type lady.
Exactly. And I work out because I have to, you know, not because I like to. You won't see me at the gym just hanging, you know, like there's some girls that'll go to the gym and spend hours and they just like it there. I'll work out because I have to and just because I want to stay in shape and stay fit and make sure I'm still strong enough to go into the ring and fight, you know.
Right.
But, I'm not your biggest gym rat, but I make it happen.
So, it's kind of crazy because you're working out. You're clearly in shape from what I understand. I haven't seen your pictures, and we'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, and you're also carving out time to play some of these great games on the Xbox 360.
As I said,
I was talking about earlier, you have you said you have a brother, right? And you were playing video games when you were growing up. So you have got to be the coolest sister on the face of the planet. A, you're playing video games with your brother. B, you're a wrestler, and C, you're going to be on the cover of Playboy. I mean, how much better does it get?
It just hit the newsstands 2 days ago. My brother probably didn't think that I was the coolest when we were growing up, just because I used to pick her, and I used to whoop his ass in all the video games. But now he thinks I'm a good sister, and he's, you know, he thinks I'm cool, I guess.
Right, of course. Well, you are. I mean, you sound pretty cool to me. But it's let's talk about your you know, we talked about the THQ Superstar Challenge. We talk about, you know, playing WWE, but let's shift focus a little bit to probably what a lot of the guys are interested in. Tell us about your appearance in Playboy. You're going to be on the cover, right?
Yeah, I'm on the cover. I'm in an 8-page pictorial, and one of the cooler things about my magazine or this issue is that it's almost like a compilation of all the WWE divas past that have graced the cover of Playboy.
Right.
So you've got Tori Wilson, Sable, Chyna, Christy, Hemi, Candice Michelle. All of these divas that are that have been in the magazine and on the cover, and they're in, you know, right after my spread, mm-hmm. comes a little section on them, which is nice for a WWE fan or just, you know, your average guy that likes hot chicks.
So it's kind of like a Hall of Fame with all the hottest chicks from the WWE. So what edition are you in? Is it this month? Is it April? Is it May?
It's 2007. It's on newsstands now, and
So that's, gentlemen, that's your chance to go pick that up. I mean, it's got to be pretty interesting to be able to do this. When did you shoot this, and where did you shoot it? Can I ask you that?
I shot it in L.A. in December, I believe.
Oh.
And they built some really wicked sets for me. They definitely embraced who I am, and like, you know, I didn't want to do the whole pillow and you know, satin sheets.
The soft lighting and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I want something that's more me. I want something, you know, that kind of like, you know, people will say like, oh, that's Ashley. That's Ashley in the environment she'd like to be in. You know, sans clothes, of course. And that's exactly how it came out.
I don't want to give away too much, but give me a little description of what that environment is like, if there isn't satin pillows and the lace and the soft focus.
Well, basically, they had me in the rain, with a there was a brick wall behind me that had my tattoos, which I have two large nautical stars on above my elbows, and those stars were spray painted on the wall.
Wow.
That I was shooting against. Mm-hmm. They left I have snake bite piercings in my lower lip, and they left those piercings in mm-hmm. for the cover, which is a first for Playboy and a small victory for rockers everywhere.
Wow.
And yeah, I just totally embraced who I am, and it just couldn't have been any better.
So tell me about these tattoos. What do they mean?
Well, my brother and I have the same stars on our elbows, and we just, you know, decided to get them together, and, you know, that's, it means something to me because of that.
Right, right. Well, and that's a cool little family thing. So let's get back to the video game things. You talked about, you know, you're playing WWE SmackDown versus Raw. You're playing Guitar Hero. What else are you playing on your Xbox 360, can I ask?
Oh, man. Fight Night 3. Gosh.
Have you downloaded any of the cool arcade games? Are you a Zuma chick? Do you like playing like some of the casual games?
I haven't gotten a chance, you know, just being on the road so much. I haven't gotten a chance to play as much lately, but whatever you recommend, you know, I'm going to go out there and check it out.
Well, you know, we actually have a huge compadre of women on the Xbox Live service, and we call them the gamer chicks. So I think I need to make you an honorary gamer chick. Does that sound
that
like a good
thing? That would be amazing.
So you need to, so this is, so the gamer chicks are going to be, you know, you Ashley, you are the newest gamer chicks. I am going to dub thee the newest gamer chick, and you know.
Yes,
yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
So we're going to get you all set up with that, and you can kind of be the spokesperson and one of the newest, and from what I understand, probably one of the hottest gamer chicks that's going to be out
awesome.
There. So.
That would be rad.
So we're going to wrap it up now, but let's leave people with this. What's the date of the Superstar Challenge?
The Superstar Challenge that's in Detroit is on March 29th on that Thursday.
Okay, so that Thursday. So, and can we watch this, or how can people participate in it?
Well, I know that they were selling tickets. Hopefully there's still some if you guys want to come.
Right.
And, yeah, it won't be an event to miss.
So you're going to be hanging out in Detroit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there all week for WrestleMania on April 1st.
All right, WrestleMania. I know people are going to be excited about that. Ashley, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. I'm looking forward
Thank you so much. It's been awesome talking to you.
I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, good luck in the challenge. We're looking forward
absolutely.
To you.
Absolutely, and hope to see you online.
We'll see you online, and we'll talk to you soon. And congratulations, you're the newest gamer chick.
Thanks, that rules.
Yeah, yes, it does rule, doesn't it? So there you go, Ashley. Thanks for coming on the show. You know, I, when I got the call to do that interview, I said, well, you know, does she play games? And they're like, yeah, she plays games. I just don't want to throw somebody on the show for throwing somebody on the show. It's got to be relevant to you guys because you guys are the listeners. And, there, you know, I got to make it relevant. So when I got into it and found out that she actually does play games, I'm a little bummed she wouldn't give me her gamer tag, though. I still don't have it. Story of my life, though, isn't it? So hopefully you enjoyed that. It was a little slight diversion there. I'll post her the cover that she is appearing in up on the blog. You guys can take a look at that. All right, let's move along, shall we? I mean, really, where else can I go at this point? I think we're going to just swing right into, you know, Marketplace. I talk about Marketplace every single week, and there's a lot of excitement around some of the stuff that's going up on Marketplace. We had some demos up this week. Let me pull up the whole list of what we had going on here. You know, I really take a lot of time working on the blog in terms of putting all the information up that you guys are looking for, specifically around the Marketplace. This past week, we've got a Virtua Tennis 3 demo, Gra 2 Picture Pack, because it's the Gra 2 live weekend. By the time you listen to this, it's probably over. Yeah, a bunch of trailers, you know, all this other stuff that you're looking for. One thing is, I know a lot of people are upset that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was not available in certain areas. And again, guys, you have to understand, we would love to have this content available in as many areas as possible. But the reality is, sometimes rights and rights holders, it gets a little dicey. So it's not that we're trying to screw the man or try to screw it in our area. That's not it at all. It's just the fact that sometimes the rights are just not available. So that's something we have to worry about. And, you know, we just can't start throwing things up willy-nilly. I mean, come on, what do you think this is, YouTube? We respect the rights of our rights holders. So we have to
make sure we do that. Okay, let's go ahead and play Name the Game. For those of you that don't know Name the Game, that is my weekly feature where I play a sound clip from an Xbox 360 or an Xbox Live game. You guess it, you email me, and the correct if I take all the correct answers, throw them into a pile and pull one. And if I pull you, you win a prize. It's as simple as that. So this is the Name the Game from last time. All right, so that was, of course, Lost Planet. Congratulations to everybody that sent that in. Let me go pull a winner here. What I do is take all the correct answers received, randomly pull a name, and this week's winner is Gamertag Dead1Walking. Dead1Walking, congratulations. You grabbed yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset. It's cool, it's stylish, and it's backwards compatible. So Dead1Walking, congratulations. And then here's the name of the game for this week. Perhaps it's a little easier, perhaps not. Or maybe it's a little bit harder. If you think you know what that is, send me an email, major@xbox.com. Please put in the subject line, name the game, colon, your guess. In the body, put your gamer tag if you have one, as well as where you're from, you know, just so I can kind of figure out where my folks are from. Always like to know that. So good luck with that. That's Name the Game. The next section is a new feature on this big show, Graham. And that, of course, is
Xbox 101 with Major Nelson.
Yeah, I don't know why, but thank you. I think that's growing on me. I need to get more little intros like that for the rest of it. Xbox 101 is a segment I do each week on the show, which really introduces any new listeners to maybe a feature of their Xbox 360 console that they're maybe not be aware of. So this one's pretty straightforward. So boot up your Xbox 360, turn it on, whatever you want to call it. Go over to the right-hand side. So we've got four blades. Those things are called blades. There's Xbox Live, Games, Media, System. Go over to your System blade. Go down and hit it. Go to Console Settings, press A, and then go all the way down to one called Startup. This will allow you to decide what you want to do when the Xbox 360 starts up. So if you have a disc in it, normally it would just automatically boot to whatever game you have in there. But what you can do is you can choose Xbox Dashboard as an option. So regardless if you have a disc in or not, it will always go directly to the Xbox 360 dashboard. Isn't that simple? Right on. So go ahead and do that. Go over to the System Blade, go to Console Settings, go down to Startup, and you will see it right there. There's a lot of other cool things down there as well that we'll discuss in future episodes and editions of Xbox 101, but wanted to make sure that folks knew how to start up as well. So that's the Xbox 101 for this week. I think we're getting into... let me just pull up my notes here. Where are we getting into the geeky and gadget sections, aren't we? Before I go any further, I want to thank Manny956. Manny956 was... he emailed me and suggested that I use that as an Xbox 101. So I like to get recommendations from you the community all the time on what I should have for Xbox 101, and Manny956 suggested that. So thanks, Manny. Gadgets. What gadgets am I playing with? Well, right now I got a brand new as a loaner from my good friends at Dell. I got a loaner Dell laptop, and I've been using that. Just, you know, so, you know, it sounds good that, oh, Major Nelson gets all these cool laptops. But you have to remember, if you were to get a new laptop like every few weeks, wouldn't it confuse the hell out of you? Because you don't know where it is, and you're always spending time, quote unquote, moving into a laptop. So this is the, I got the Dell XPS M1210 with, I think it's got like 4 gigs of RAM. I mean, this thing's just tricked out style. One of the things I don't particularly like about it is it has an 800 vertical resolution. So I find I just need a little bit more. But I mean, this thing's got Core Duo, Windows Vista. It's got a camera and all that other stuff. So Dell XPS M1210 is currently what I'm going to be traveling with for the next few months. It's nice and light too, and I got like 4 hours of battery time with the extended battery. So go ahead and check that out. That's kind of the latest gadget that I'm getting. I'm playing with Windows Mobile Crossbow, or Windows Mobile 6, Windows Mobile Professional, Windows... we have such a difficult time naming products at this company. It's just, there's always so long. Windows Mobile Professional, Windows Mobile Personal Edition Ultimate Home Premium. It's so confusing. I got my copy of Windows Vista Ultimate here, and then I'm looking on the back, we've got Home Basic, Home Premium, Business, Ultimate. I should probably not be talking about this because those guys over in the Windows Vista land clearly know more than I do. But But boy, it's confusing. Boy, this is, it's an interesting, I haven't seen this yet, you know, how this opens and closes. Interesting. All right, so that's my, that's the, where was I? I don't even know how I got on this rant. I'm sorry. I totally took a side turn here. So gadgets. That's what I'm doing. What else am I playing with? You know, I cannot find, I use Google Reader all the time to read my RSS feeds. And I cannot find a good desktop application that syncs to Google Reader. So hear me out on this one. So I use Google Reader when I'm out on my mobile phone, just seeing what's going on, and I'm using it when I'm sitting at my desk. But I like the robustness of an application. And while Google Reader's nice, but I really want to be able to sync it to like my desktop, so when I'm traveling, I can just fire up the notebook and see what I've missed. So that's what I need. I really want a desktop application either on my mobile phone or on my computer that will sync up to Google Reader. Anybody know one of those? Let me know. Also, what am I doing? Let's talk about Twitter for a second. Because all the cool kids are doing Twitter, and I don't know if you really care about what Twitter is, or if you're interested. I do have a Twitter site. You can go up to obviously my username over there is Major Nelson, and it's basically a way that people can find out what they're doing, what other people are doing right now. Like John Edwards is up here, who's trying to run for president this year, I guess. But do you guys really want to know what I'm doing all the time? I mean, I go up here and I'm looking at this, and let's see, John Edwards has 1,176 friends, 1,100 followers, and 17 updates. So, hello, John Edwards. So, I don't know, do you really care about Twitter and what I'm doing? I don't know, has anybody else signed up for it? So, if you're interested, go over to twitter.com, and go ahead and you can add me as a friend or do anything like that if you're interested, and I'll, you know, that's cool. If you want, if I get like over 500 friends over on Twitter, then I guess I will start posting over there, and I'll put a little thing on on majornelson.com. What am I doing? Twittering. I love all these web 2.0 and 3.0 places that are trying to come up with their names so they could be like verbs, like Google. You know, when I go to Google something, I want to Twitter something. I love all these companies that are putting all this thought into doing that. And so that's kind of like the new hotness right now. Is it on its way out? Did it already flare out already? Did it jump the shark? I don't know. I can't tell. So twitter.com, my username is Major Nelson. If you're interested, go ahead and add me. Otherwise, I'll just continue to update on majornelson.com. You know, maybe I should use, here's an idea. What if I were to use Twitter to post all of the marketplace stuff? Because right now, the marketplace is overwhelming in terms of the stuff that I post on my blog. And there isn't a service right now that is doing what I do for Marketplace. And I actually we're working on, for Xbox.com, the team that I work on, for Xbox.com, we're working on adding the automatic functionality so that it will just automatically update on Xbox.com when stuff is posted on the on the marketplace. But right now it's all manual for me. I mean, it takes me an hour, sometimes an hour and a half a day to go through and find out what it is and what you guys what's being posted. So the other thing I want to talk about before I wrap it up here, about a buck 20 into this show. Yeah. I want to talk about the achievement unlock sound. Yep. There it is. The achievement unlock sound. I posted this in the clear last week on my blog. When I say in the clear, dry, nothing else, just the sound. I did that a couple weeks ago for Crackdown. I got overwhelming response. Really, it was fantastic. I mean, I had something on the order of like 30 or 40 or 50,000 downloads of that sound clip of the achievement, of the agility orb in just a couple weeks. And the achievement unlocked is really, is going, you know, kind of trending in the same direction. So what I want to do is I'm going to try to find some folks in, that work with Xbox, whether it's our first party games or third party. And I'd like to post, you know, little audio signature files for you guys. I mean, that's really, to me, that's interesting. You can use them as your ringtone or as your reminder or what have you. You know, I don't really care how you use it, as long as you don't use it commercially. But so publishers, if you're out there and you're listening to me and you have like little audio clips from your game that make sense, and I don't want to post like here's the 15 audio clips from X game or Y game, you know, stuff that people know, like achievement unlocked. If you played Crackdown or any game, you know what achievement unlocked is. If you played Crackdown, then you certainly know what the agility orb sound is. So, you know, I want to get little, you know, one or two audio files that are really the signature of your game. I'd like to get those up there. So I'm working internally with some folks, but I got a lot of people who have requested some stuff. So I can't I just can't post stuff willy-nilly. I have to get approval. So it's you know, because once again, it gets back to what I said earlier about their IP. That is part of their intellectual property that they own. So all right, going to wrap up the show now. Of course, it wouldn't be a show if I didn't thank my friends at Centricom.net, providing MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment. Also, I want to thank CashFly for their services, caching all my shows, the good, the bad, the long, the short, all the shows that I had there, the ones in mono, the ones in stereo. They hosted those audio files for the Achievement Unlocked and the Agility Orb, so thank you, CashFly. Hopefully I'll have a show next week. This is Larry Herbeck, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. Thank you for downloading my show. I'll be back next week with more stuff. This is me saying bye-bye. I'll talk to you soon. You know, I talked during the show about having somebody do graphics for me. If you're interested, let me know. Send me some work. But you know what? If you're just good at photoshopping someone's head on someone else's body, I'm not interested. I need someone with real artistic design. I need a vision. Come on, let's all do this. Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's see. What do you think of those audio files? I think that's a great idea. I need to get more of those up there. That's really what it's all about, because I want you guys to have this stuff to play with, because it's fun. It's cool. And then what else was I talking? I don't remember what else I was talking about. My after show is... I kind of run out of gas by the after show. I sit here and I talk for an hour, and you know, I really want to get some co-hosts. That's why I do the interviews, is so I can kind of have quasi-co-hosts, but in a controlled environment. You know, they're not sitting in here with me on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening recording the show. They're just kind of, you know, I meet them, you know, late. I usually do my interviews on like Thursday or Friday, just so I can have most of the week under the belt. So any news that will have come out by then. But you never know, because sometimes some other stuff comes out. Hey, it was great meeting a lot of you guys at GDC. Some of the folks I met there. I didn't meet everybody. But I met the guys from Xbox 360 Fanboy. Of course, Gamer Andy, saw him again. Dean Takahashi, saw him. N-Guy Kroll, great guy. He is the video game writer over at Newsweek, and you may have remembered he's the one that put the screws to Phil Harrison in an interview a couple weeks ago. Really, really turned up the heat on him. But N-Guy, I had a great conversation with him, because he said I was kind of an inspiration of him to do his blog, and I really...
it was very humbling, N-Guy. So thank you very much for that. So I want to get you on the show, N-Guy. Jeff Keighley, I want to get you on the show. There's a lot of people that I want to get on my show, so I'll have to work on that. But all right, you guys are great. I appreciate everything that you, all the feedback that you provide on the blog. It's fantastic. Lithion does some great work. Thank you, Lithion, again for providing some great work. Centricom, everybody, man, I love you guys. I love all of you. All right, I got to start my Sunday. I'll talk to you later.